Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling parents' grace. It's a really core idea in One Buddhism.
It's one of the four graces, actually, alongside heaven and earth, fellow beings, and laws.
Right. And the main thing, the heart of it, is about gratitude for parents, isn't it? And sort of how we express that.
Exactly. It's about appreciating that, well, profound debt of gratitude we owe them, and finding real practical ways to show it day to day.
Okay, but I guess, you know, parents' grace, the phrase itself, it might sound a little, maybe a bit old-fashioned to you.
It could, yeah.
But our mission today, really, is to unpack it, see what it means, and figure out why it might still be relevant, why it could offer something valuable for you today. It's not just some dusty old idea.
No, absolutely not. And the sacred text of One Buddhism is pretty clear on this. It outlines these foundational gifts from parents.
Like what, specifically?
Well, first, the gift of life itself. Then nurturing us when we're completely helpless infants. The text actually called it lacking self-reliance.
Lacking self-reliance.
Yeah. And fundamentally guiding us, teaching us how to live as, you know, good human beings.
Let's picture that lacking self-reliance for a second. Like as a baby, you literally couldn't even hold a spoon, right?
Yeah.
Let alone feed yourself.
Exactly. Every single thing, every need was met by your parents.
Mm-hmm.
That total dependence really highlights the sheer scale of their early care.
It's huge when you think about it like that.
And it goes way beyond just the basic needs, too. Think about all the unseen stuff.
Yeah.
The love, the effort, staying up late when you were sick, or helping with homework, maybe working extra hours just so you could go to, I don't know, soccer camp or something. Things that really shape you.
Right, those hidden sacrifices. Okay, so we've got this huge foundation of what parents contribute. So here's the big question then for this first part.
In today's world, with families looking so different, everyone so busy, does this concept of parents' grace still land? Does it feel relevant?
That's a really crucial question to ask now, because parent-child dynamics aren't always that traditional authoritarian model anymore, are they?
No, definitely not. You see parents trying to be best friends, or sometimes, sadly, there's a lot of tension and conflict.
Right. And then you throw in social media, everyone's pack schedules.
Yeah.
It can feel like families are just sort of orbiting each other sometimes, not really connecting deeply.
Yeah, living in the same house, but in different worlds almost. So where does parents' grace fit in that picture?
Well, what the sources emphasize is that parents' grace in One Buddhism isn't really about demanding blind obedience. It's not, do what I say because I'm your parent.
Okay, that's important.
It's more about recognizing and appreciating the fundamental effort and sacrifice involved. Even if parents aren't perfect, nobody is.
Right.
The source gives a pretty relatable example, like a parent constantly nagging about getting off your phone.
Oh, yeah. Definitely relatable for many teens.
It feels like nagging, sure. But often, underneath that, there's genuine concern. Worry about sleep or school or connecting with the family.
Okay, I see. So it's trying to look past the maybe annoying delivery and see the underlying care or intention. So the first step isn't necessarily just doing everything they say, but noticing. Noticing the effort, the concern.
Precisely. It's about that recognition first.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, you know, this isn't unique only to One Buddhism.
Right. Other traditions must have similar ideas.
Yeah, the source would point that out. Like in Christianity, you have the commandment to honor your father and mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Confucianism places a huge emphasis on filial piety, which is all about respect, obedience, and care for parents and elders.
And even just culturally, secularly, we have things like Mother's Day, Father's Day, the days set aside to show appreciation.
True. But what's kind of unique in the One Buddhist framing, according to our source, is how it extends beyond your own biological or immediate parents.
No, how so?
The idea is to take the love and care you received, that foundational support, and sort of Pay it forward. Yeah, by helping others who are in need, offering kindness and support to anyone, basically, the way your parents supported you when you were helpless.
Ah, okay. So it becomes much bigger than just the family unit. It's about taking that experience of being cared for and using it to fuel how you treat everyone.
Exactly. The source uses this phrase, creating a big vibe of spreading love and care.
I like that big vibe.
Yeah. And this really leads into why parents' grace is given such prominence. I mean, it's one of the essential four graces. Why this relationship?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why single out parents specifically when there are other important relationships? Why not just a general be nice to people grace?
Well, the one Buddhist perspective, as explained in our source, is that the parent-child relationship is often the very first, most fundamental relationship we experience. It's the bedrock.
Our first experience of deep connection and dependence.
Exactly. It shapes so much of how we learn to relate to others. So the idea is, if you can cultivate gratitude and kindness within that primary relationship.
It acts like practice, like training wheels for being kind and considerate to everyone else out there.
That's a fantastic way to put it. Yes, like training wheels. The sacred text actually suggests there's a ripple effect.
A ripple effect.
Yeah. When you show gratitude and respect at home, it doesn't just make things better there. It influences how others see you. You're seen as, you know, a respectable person. And it contributes bit by bit to a kinder society overall.
I can see that. Like, if a kid is kind to their parents, maybe their younger sibling sees that and learns from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they treat their friends a bit better because that's the norm they're seeing at home.
Precisely. It spreads outwards. And there's another layer, too, touching out in the source, this one Buddhist idea that essentially what you put out comes back to you.
Ah, like karma.
Sort of, yeah. By showing gratitude, by strengthening those human connections starting at home, you're building this web of positive relationships, which in turn makes it more likely that you'll receive help and support when you need it later on.
Okay, so it's not just abstract good vibes. It's also about building real, tangible support networks in your life. The source cheekily calls it good karma, but for real life.
Yeah, exactly. It's practical.
Okay, so we get why it's important. It's foundational, it's practice, it has ripples. So how do you actually do it? How do you practice parents' grace, especially as a teenager?
Well, the sacred text gives pretty clear guidance here. It says it's about helping others the way your parents helped you when you were helpless.
Helping others. Does that mean just parents or everyone, like you said before?
It starts with parents, applying that principle back to them, but then extends outwards. For teens interacting with their parents, it translates into really practical, everyday stuff.
Like what? Give us some concrete examples.
Okay, so think about when your parents seem obviously tired or stressed after work, maybe offering to do a chore without being asked.
Like doing the dishes or taking the trash out?
Exactly. Simple things that show you notice their effort and want to lighten their load a bit, or even just taking 5 minutes to genuinely ask about their day and actually listen to the answer. How was work? How are you doing?
Showing you care about their life, not just what they can do for you. Those seem doable, manageable.
Yeah, they don't have to be huge gestures.
What about school? Lots of teens feel pressure about grades and stuff. Does, like, working hard at school count as parents' grace?
Oh, absolutely. The source definitely includes that. Working hard to become a responsible, capable, and, you know, fundamentally happy person is seen as a major way to honor your parents.
Because that's usually what they want most for you, right? For you to be okay and succeed in your own way.
Precisely. So, effort in studies, pursuing your dreams or interests, even just being a good, honest friend, these can all be ways of showing appreciation for the foundation and opportunities your parents help provide.
That reframes it a bit. It's not just about pleasing them with grades, but about building a good life for yourself, which is ultimately what they hope for.
Okay, now let's touch on something trickier. What about listeners? You know, if you have a difficult relationship with your parents, maybe it's strained. How does parents' grace apply then?
Yeah, this is obviously a very sensitive and personal area. And one, Buddhism isn't saying you should ignore real harm or stay in unhealthy situations.
Right.
But even in difficult circumstances, maybe there are tiny steps you can take. Trying to recognize any underlying care or effort that might have been there, even if it was long ago or expressed poorly.
Like what kind of steps?
For instance, maybe parents seem overly critical about, say, how much time you spend gaming.
Okay.
Instead of just reacting, maybe try to understand their concern underneath it all. Are they worried about yourself? Sleep, your studies, your well-being. Trying to see that underlying worry can be a starting point for communication.
Even if you don't agree with how they're saying it.
Exactly. Even if you don't agree, the goal isn't necessarily instant agreement or forcing some kind of perfect reconciliation. It's more about fostering a little bit of understanding, opening a door for communication, perhaps.
So trying to see their perspective, even if it's flawed, and aiming for maybe more open dialogue, focusing on understanding, not necessarily fixing everything right away.
Precisely. Because the real core of parents' grace, beyond just doing chores or saying I love you, although those are good, it's about consciously noticing the efforts parents make, even the small ones, and responding with kindness, with consideration. And then that whole mindset can naturally spread to how you treat everyone else. So for everyone listening, maybe here's a little challenge for the week ahead. Try to do just one small thing consciously as an act of parent's grace. It could be super simple.
Like what?
Maybe specifically thanking a parent or caregiver for something concrete they did. Thanks for making dinner. Thanks for that ride. Or just actively putting your phone down and really listening when they talk to you for a few minutes.
Those are great. Small, achievable things.
And hey, if even that feels like a lot right now, maybe just sending a heart emoji in a text. Sometimes the smallest gesture can open a door.
Absolutely. Every little bit of connection counts. And we'd genuinely love to hear your thoughts on this or your own experiences. Feel free to share any stories or questions you might have on social media.
Please do, and definitely join us next time for another deep dive into another fascinating aspect of One Buddhism.
Looking forward to it. Until then, trying to spread a little kindness and understanding out there.